Welcome to season 3.5. This is Loud as a Mother, the podcast. I'm your host, Looney B. And now my favorite part. I'm about to get loud as a mother. Okay, so before I get into the details of this episode, I really want to apologize because I really wanted this episode to get out to you guys before today, but we ended up on a road trip. So click the link in the description to see highlights of the trip. All right, now I want to get into this series, which I am calling Broke Be Gone. All right, and I am going to introduce the steps to getting out of debt. I will be breaking this process down so that you can do this at your own pace. And just to know that the concept itself is fairly simple. You just have to have the mindset to want to execute the things that I mentioned in these episodes as far as this series. All right, let's get to it. Okay, so I realized last year I went really hard on saving, but I did not start at the beginning. It's hard to save if you're in debt. It's hard to prioritize having extra money when you are simply trying to pay bills. So I wanted to create a plan for those of us who essentially just need a plan. So whatever part you are in your savings journey, in your debt journey, your bill paying journey, wherever you are, I wanted to be able to appeal to you and to be in a position to say, let's get this money in 2024. I don't want us to be struggling and for money to be the reason that we are not reaching our full potential. So this is a very important series and segment to me. And let me just start with where I feel is best to start. The first step would be to calculate your monthly expenses and subtract those from your monthly income. Your monthly expenses are obviously your bills, but those are also your gas money, your grocery money, eating out, all the things that come as no surprise. If every month you spend $50 at Sephora, then that needs to be accounted for in your monthly expenses, which I feel is really important because you go through the day to day and you're like, oh, my bills are paid, full tank of gas. And then you're like, oh, I can go ball out. I'm going to the club this weekend, but you aren't really thinking about the rest of the month and what you'll eat for the rest of the month or your gas money for the rest of the month. So you have to calculate all of those things. And the best way to do that is to look at your bank account for the previous month and look at how your spending went for that month. Once all of your bills and monthly expenses, regular monthly expenses, are paid, you look at how much money you have left over. If it is a nice chunk, then we'll go on to the next process. However, if it is, you don't feel like you have a lot left over, go back, assess how you spent your money. Was it too much eating out? Did you overdo things that weren't necessary? Did you live beyond your means for that month? And just assess that and be real with yourself. You deserve to treat yourself, but at the same time, you want to be flourishing. You don't want to put yourself in the same position you were for the next month. So if that means that you have to cut back on doing something just for a little bit, then you need to prioritize doing that. if you do have a nice chunk of change left over, this is when you should be contributing to overpaying your credit card bills, car payments, student loans, mortgages. If you pay interest on it, it is in your best interest to not pay minimum payments, especially credit cards. You should be paying your balance in full each month. However, I understand that's not always possible. So if your minimum payment is, say, $30, try paying between $35 to $60. The benefit of credit cards are to build credit and take advantage of the rewards that are offered by that credit card, which I will get into in another episode of the same series. But they are not to spend more money than you have. And I know that sometimes that's hard. You get the credit card, you're like, huh, I got the money to pay this or whatever. But that we want to get out of the mindset. 2024, we want to try to get out of paying the minimum. We want to pay our balances in full, okay? But again, don't let that get in the way of just paying a couple extra dollars more. You're going to spend it frivolously anyway, more than likely. So if you can put that $5 to your credit card payment instead of putting it towards a bottle or something, then I think that that would be the best way to spend it. Also want to get out there that this is a judgment-free zone. I just want to kind of give you guys some of the tips that I have found very useful. But like I said, I did not start there with you guys. I started at saving, and now I'm like, let me take a step back and get here. So there is no judgment anywhere. And I also want to say that the way that you ended last year is important for your success this year. And if you don't feel like you ended it great, I just want you to make a list of your wins, make a list of your losses. Just because you may not feel like you hit every mark doesn't mean that you did not make great strides towards your end goal. And I'm just going to, for me personally, I like the way I ended the year. And I felt like it was important for me here to bring that to you guys and bring that energy, and just it doesn't matter how little, how big it is, as long as you are continuing on a path of growth, honestly. Okay, so if you have paid your bills, you are paying your credit cards in total, then you are in a place to begin saving. And I will go into detail later in a different episode about that. However, if you have paid your monthly expenses and can only make minimum payments and there's really no cash left over, stay tuned for the next episode in this series as I will go into detail about how to better manage your money as well as ways to increase cash flow. So stay tuned for that. All right, time for a little recappity cap. So you should be calculating your monthly income and subtracting your monthly expenses from that. Remember, anything that is not a surprise to you, but even when you do get those surprises that you have to pay for, I would scribble that in and kind of put that aside as kind of an emergency fund for the next month. You never know what'll have to come up. So I would still put those payments in if it did come as a surprise. But for the most part, for this part, you just want to be calculating the necessities in your life, the things that you just do regularly. The reason for that is because you're essentially just putting your essentials in there. After that, even if you are doing something and you're spending $100 a month eating out or something like that, you can still look at that and say, oh, well, these are things I could cut back on, but I'm fine the way I am doing it. They aren't hurting me to do it. So that's one. Two, we are not paying minimum payment, guys, unless we have to, all right? If you can pay that balance off, please do so. And I did not hit student loans much in the episode because student loans are kind of some different to me, okay? I do get that they are a loan, but I would really take my time on them. I'm gonna be real with you. But I do think I will do an entirely different episode just about student loans. I don't even know if it's going to be a part of this series. But there are a lot of different things to do with student loans or whatnot. So I will get into that at a later date. Remember, the end goal is to have some money for your savings, to be able to have a good safety net for yourself. So just in between these, you can kind of think of ways that would best get you to a point of financial freedom. And that's all I have for now. Stay tuned for the next episode, which I will be telling you guys how to get more money. Y'all will hear me next time.